Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, celebrating a year of Yellowtail. We're back after this.
McDonald's new Chipotle Barbecue Bacon Angus Third Pounder and Snack Wrap have arrived. And from the very first bite, you'll go gaga. But lest you take it for granted before the Chipotle sauce has even wiped off your mustache or make other dinner plans, remember this. While that smoky sweet Chipotle barbecue sauce on top of 100% Angus beef is almost unlimited, its time here is not. Angus Axiom number 48. Chipotle waits for no man. The simple joy of Angus at participating McDonald's for a limited time.
Woo! Skills, come on!
Paul Front was up at 6 a.m. today, feeding his cattle, making sure they had plenty of fresh water and hay. It'll be way past sundown before he heads to the house to rest and repeat the process tomorrow. He loves his job and wouldn't have it any other way. Paul Front, a proud member of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau, feeding and clothing the world, one farmer at a time.
A few years back, Troy Hadrick and his wife, Stacy, decided they needed to stand up for the industry and the lifestyle they love, farming and ranching. According to the website that he developed, a blog, Advocating for Agriculture, they realized that the best way to combat negativity toward agriculture was to stand up and tell your own story. No one can dispute your own story. It's yours. Well, that concept was raised to a whole new level for Troy Hadrick anyway, when about a year ago, Yellowtail Wine decided they were going to give some money to the Humane Society of the United States. Troy Hadrick said no.
Yeah, it was. It was on February 3rd last year that I happened to be sitting at my computer and saw this little blip come across saying that Yellowtail Wines, based in Australia, was going to be donating $100,000 to the wealthiest animal rights group on the planet, which is the Humane Society of the United States. And, you know, as a fifth-generation American rancher, it really bothered me. And so I went out and told my story and encouraged others to do the same. And luckily, the way it turned out, we had a lot of people all saying that same message, and we had a big impact. And Yellowtail decided to end that program.
I guess what? There's kind of a few views on that YouTube of that day, right?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of amazing. It continues to get views. It's well over 23,000 views it's had. And, you know, every once in a while there's still people commenting on there and stuff. And what's really interesting is that if you get on YouTube and search Yellowtail Wine, it actually comes to the top because it's had so many views. It goes above and beyond what the stuff they've put on themselves. And so, you know, it kind of stays up there as a reminder for them, I guess, as well, you know, why it's important to look into who you donate your money to and make sure that you're working with groups that are honest and reputable.
You had already made a decision before then to be an advocate via social media for agriculture. Tell me a little bit about how things have gone since that time. What are some ways that you maybe have tried to shape some conversation on behalf of farmers, ranchers?
Well, I think one thing, you know, one of the big lessons we learned from the whole Yellowtail incident was the fact that social media is a fantastic way for us to tell our story online, and none of us ever have to leave home to do it. And so, you know, we've been figuring out that people want to talk to real farmers and ranchers. They want to know the real story. They want to know what you do on your place and why. And because social media is so readily available to most people, it's a fantastic way for us to still get the chores done at home and yet still tell our story to people wherever they may live about where their food comes from.
Rancher Troy Hadrick, by the way, the YouTube that he did about a year ago on Yellowtail, we've got it posted, embedded in today's Beef Buzz story. Go and check it out. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Coming up Saturday, February 19th at the Spur Ranch, Veneta, Oklahoma, it's the Hot Stove League Registered Angus Bull Sale. The sale begins at noon at the Spur Ranch, 14 miles west of Veneta, Oklahoma. Selling 80 registered Angus bulls. Call Jot and Renee Hartley for a sale book now at 918-256-2493. Don't miss the Spur Ranch Hot Stove League 2011 Angus Bull Sale, Saturday, February 19th, at the Spur Ranch, Veneta, Oklahoma.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.